This is the pregame lineup card live from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, where the Twins getting ready for game two of a four-game series against the Royals. Last Friday in Just the Artifacts, Kevin Kemmetmuller introduced us to his collection of story balls, where key figures from some of the game's more memorable and historic moments spell out their recollections of those events on a baseball. It's a very unique concept, and Kevin found a variation to the idea.
They do such a great job of helping people on the radio visualize what's going on, and their words are almost magical in that sense, and they do a great job painting a picture of the moment, and that's one of the things that I really like about the call balls.
The call balls, where Kevin asked the men behind the mic for some of the great moments in America's pastime to immortalize their calls once more, but this time in writing. Well, it's a collection that contains some of the all-time classics.
Milo Hamilton calling Hank Aaron's home run. There's a new home run champion of all. I mean, that's iconic. Marty Brenneman calling Pete Rose's 41-92 hit back in 1985, where when Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's record. Dick Stockton calling Carlton Fisk's Game 6 home run in 1975. If it stays fair, home run. Those are some of my iconic call balls where the broadcaster wrote the moments.
He also has one from Bob Wolfe, who was in the booth for the Twins' inaugural season in 1961 and who captured perfection in the Fall Classic.
He was the broadcaster for the game in 1956 when Don Larson threw the no-hitter. Just plainly said, it's a no-hitter, a perfect game. You know, so he called it like it was.
Kevin's favorite ball and call revolves around his favorite player, Kirby Puckett.
I got to go with John Gordon's call of Game 6 of his home run.
He's to the line and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast. Deep left center, way back. It's gone. The Twins go to the seventh game. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. And the Twins have won this game. 4-3 on a dramatic home run by Kirby Puckett.
Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. You know, that was a moment, or is a moment, that still gives me goosebumps.
And while some calls capture the exhilarating, others are attached to the oddities.
Dave Kingman's pop-up, ground rule double. I've got Joe Angel wrote his call on that.
Viola ready. The windup and the 2-1 delivery is swung on in a major league pop-up. In the infield, Viola says, where is it? Now Jimenez is there, and let's see, anybody see that ball? It stayed up in the air. I don't believe it. That ball stayed up in the air. That ball never came down. Now let's see what the ruling on this is. That ball simply never came down. I mentioned immediately it was a major league pop-up, but that wasn't a major league pop-up. That's a whole different league.
Even if it's not directly related to a great Twins moment, it's still related because he was a broadcaster for the Twins back then in 1984.
Some of the newest editions of call balls have been good Twins moments.
Corey Provis, he's provided me three baseballs for the collection, where he wrote his call of the first walk-off home runs for Kenny's Vargas, Max Kepler, and Joe Mauer.
I've seen Corey's handwriting. It's not pretty. Now, exactly how does Kevin display this interesting and unique memorabilia?
I have them all in ultraviolet protecting Kate ball cubes, and they're just sitting on a shelf in my computer area, sitting there for me to look over and smile when I look at it.
And if someone is looking for how to start a call or story ball collection of their own.
So when I send these out, I send a priority mail with a box to protect it, along with a self-addressed box inside, also priority mail. And I include a donation, $10 or so, and the pen and the baseball and a sincere note.
Kevin says that doesn't always work, as some folks have not responded to his request, but he just focuses on those who have, and they become part of the collection. We thank Kevin for sharing his vision and success with both the call and story balls, and we'll have more Just the Artifacts next Friday. Up next, Corey chats with Paul Molitor about tonight's contest right here on your home for Twins Baseball.